USC's campus is full of historic monuments. Tommy Trojan, George Tirebiter, and Traveler are all noticeable to students walking across to class. On the other hand, you'd be hard-pressed to find anyone who can locate the landmark of natural history that's been on campus for more than a century. Here's Terrence Davis with today's Trojan Tales.
Doheny Memorial Library is located in the middle of USC's campus. On a patch of grass on the east side of the library, you'll find a petrified tree stump. The tree stump measures roughly 4 feet high and is more than 200 million years old.
Really, it looks more like it's a rock formation than a tree, just sort of jutting out of the grass.
Mary Peralta, the program manager at USC's Ross Minority Program in Real Estate, was one of the few people we talked to who had noticed the stump before today. This piece of wood is easy to miss, but it has an interesting backstory. It's been on USC's campus for 129 years. In 1887, geology professor John Dickinson and 10 of his students each pitched in $10 to get the wood moved from the petrified forest in Arizona to USC's campus. USC professor of earth sciences David Botzer had a theory about how the students got the stump here.
I imagine it might have been like a spring break field trip or something of all the students, or all the undergrads anyways. And in those days, you would have taken a train, because it was before cars. And, you know, if you the train actually goes, I think, not too far from Grand Canyon and the Petrified Forest. They probably got off. It was before it was a national park, so there was probably somebody who said, well, for a price, I can put one of those in a cart, and they can, you know, a wagon and horses can pull it to where the train is.
The stump isn't clearly marked, so people tend to walk right by it. Philosophy major Mazen Lone says the university should do something to make the trunk more eye-catching.
I think maybe like you should add one of those information things about it. That would obviously catch people's eye more. And yeah, if it's really important, then it should be talked about more.
The petrified wood has been in its present location for about 20 years. In an ever-changing and modernizing world, this simple piece of petrified wood is a testament to the endurance of nature.
Melanie Gonzalez and Heather Kemp also contributed to this story.